BBC News with Sue Montgomery. In the United States, at least two people have been killed in a mass shooting at a university campus in the northeastern state of Rhode Island. Eight others have been critically injured and are in hospital in a stable condition. A large police operation is underway. Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
The first alarm was raised at 4:22 p.m. local time. Brown University told students there was an active shooter near the engineering lab. Authorities said multiple people had been shot. Police asked people to stay away from the scene, and Brown University advised those who may be present to seek safety and to place mobile phones on silent. President Trump posted on social media to say he had been briefed on the shooting. He said the FBI was on the scene, and he added, "God bless the victims and the families of the victims."
The deputy chief of the Providence Police Department, Timothy O'Hara, gave this update during a press briefing.
Preliminarily, all we have is a suspect that was a male dressed in black. It is unknown how he entered the building, but we do know that he exited the Hope Street side of that complex. We're utilizing every resource possible to find this suspect.
President Trump has said there will be very serious retaliation against the Islamic State group after an ambush in central Syria left two US soldiers and an interpreter dead. The soldiers are part of a joint Syrian-US counter-terrorism patrol near the city of Palmyra. The Syrian government also issued a statement condemning the attack. The US said it was carried out by a lone gunman from the Islamic State group who was then killed. The prominent Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has thanked the US for its diplomatic efforts leading to the release of more than 120 prisoners in Belarus. Washington agreed to lift sanctions on the country's valuable potash industry following talks in Minsk with President Trump's special envoy. Among those freed is the Nobel Peace Prize winner Aljosh Belyatsky. His wife Natalia had this to say about his release.
I've talked to him. It was a short conversation because Aljosh was overwhelmed by feelings. He was not able to say anything when he heard my voice.
The Israeli military says it's killed the senior Hamas commander Raed Saad in a targeted strike on a vehicle in Gaza. It said they had received intelligence he was making a rare trip above ground and acted quickly before the opportunity was lost. Raed Saad is said to be the group's second in command and a key figure behind the October the 7th attacks in Israel 2 years ago that killed some 1,200 people. You're listening to the World News from the BBC in London. Thousands of people have taken part in a protest in Hungary after a video emerged of an official at a juvenile detention centre beating and kicking an inmate. Demonstrators in Budapest said there had been a major failing in the childcare system. The main opposition party, which organised the demonstration, is calling for Viktor Orbán's government to resign over the issue. The government insists the problem isn't a political one and it's brought in police to oversee five prisons for children. The United States has issued its strongest warning yet to Rwanda over its role in the latest fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says Kigali's actions are a clear violation of a peace deal recently brokered by President Trump. Rwanda has rejected the accusations. Six Bangladeshi peacekeepers have been killed in a drone strike in a UN camp in southern Sudan. The military government blamed the attack on the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, but the group has denied the accusation. Ambarasa Natarajan has more details.
Sudanese media said this marked the first direct attack on the UN mission since the war between the Sudanese army and the RSF rebel group broke out in April 2023. The Bangladeshi army said eight of its troops were also injured in the attack on the UN base in Kadukli, the capital city of South Kordofan state. It said the situation in the area was still unstable and clashes with terrorists were continuing. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and said it could constitute a war crime.
The second leg of the Argentine footballer Lionel Messi's tour of India has proceeded smoothly after a chaotic start in which his fans vandalised a stadium because they couldn't see him. The trouble erupted on Saturday morning in the eastern city of Kolkata. BBC News.